It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Brown, Bill's radio play-by-play man on WGR, with us live this morning on WBEN, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. Well, the Bills and Dolphins play Sunday at 1 in Orchard Park. Chris, what is this Dolphins team identity? Because when they last played, they were being talked about as potential division winners. And then Tua got hurt. They kind of fell off a cliff, and they still lost even when Tua came back last weekend.
Yeah, but it wasn't because of their high-powered offense. Tua looked just like he always did, got right back on the bicycle, and the offense was clicking again. They had their highest point output of the season at 27 points. It was their defense that let them down last week, and the defense has problems in terms of injuries. One of their best interior defensive linemen, Zach Sealer, is got a fractured eye orbital, hasn't practiced this week. His status up in the air for Sunday. And then their best defensive back, Javon Holland, suffered a knee injury in that game last week. He has not practiced at all this week. Those would be two huge absences for a Dolphins defense that's already shorthanded without their two best pass rushers for the rest of the season.
Wow. So they're dealing with some stuff for sure. This game is, I think, a really interesting one because for fans watching, you just don't know what you're going to get out of Miami, right? They started the season pretty shaky, even with Tua behind center. And then, you know, Tua's gone and it was not looking good for the Dolphins. Now he's back, but you'd imagine that they're not going to try and run back exactly whatever they were doing that wasn't working at the beginning of the year. So a lot of people watching this Dolphins team not really knowing what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see what they usually use, which is a timing-based rhythm offense, get the ball out of Tua's hands quickly, and let your playmakers make yards after the catch. Jaylen Waddle's healthy. Tyreek Hill is healthy. Devon Achane is healthy. So their primary playmakers are ready to roll, and, you know, that's what you have to guard against. You have to play top-down defense, keep it all in front of you, and not let them get easy scores by getting behind your last line of defense. And the Bills have done a good job of that, you know, over the years against Tua in this offense. They've kind of done a solid job of keeping it under wraps, but sometimes it only takes one missed tackle, and you've got a problem. Fortunately, the Bills have been a very good tackling defense, much like they were in week two. They didn't give Devon Achane or Tyreek Hill or anybody else many yards after the catch. The first guy gets there, makes a form tackle, and if he needs help, everybody else is rallying to the football. That has worked well against that Dolphins offense in the past. Hopefully they're up to the task again.
How are the Bills looking going into this one? I mean, it seems like they're relatively healthy, and they have Von Miller back, another weapon that's been a pretty disruptive pass rush of late.
Right. Yeah, they are as healthy as they have been in probably several weeks. Terrell Bernard is trending to make a return to the lineup. He's been practicing on a limited basis coming back from that ankle injury. Curtis Samuel has been doing the same, coming back from his pectoral injury. So those two players who missed last week's game, good chance to both be back in the lineup this week. And then to your point about Vaughn, yeah, I mean, he's joining a pass rush that has been pretty formidable the last few weeks. A.J. Epenesa and Greg Rousseau have really been holding it down on the edges there in terms of getting pressure on the quarterback. And that's probably the biggest difference between these two teams. As I mentioned, Dolphins without their top two pass rushers, they are really struggling to get pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Kyler Murray last week got to run around as long as he wanted until somebody came open, And with their back end injury riddled and nobody on the pass rush, they've got big problems. I mean, they have 9 sacks in 8 games. That's 31st in the league.
Wow. They were really able, going back, you know, hitting the rewind button, looking at that last matchup between these two teams, Bills able to force some turnovers and, you know, get a couple of big ones. They were able to do that last week against Seattle, got a little lucky on offense, too, by not having more turnovers on their part. But what are they doing right in these games, and what do you see that might happen on Sunday that could put them back in positive turnover territory?
Well, I mean, I think Buffalo's played good complementary football. I kind of did some research myself, and the Bills are the best fourth down team in football on both sides of the ball. Third down on offense has been a problem for them in terms of converting at a high rate, but they are absolutely perfect on fourth down this year. They are 8 for 8 when they have gone for it on fourth down. And conversely, on defense, the Bills have 12 turnover on downs forced. That's the highest number in the league by far. And the Bills in the red zone defensively allow the lowest total score percentage in the league. The defense is getting the ball back for the offense, and the offense is sustaining drives and putting the ball in the end zone. So when you play that kind of complementary football, it usually translates into wins.
Jordan Poyer will be back this weekend in Orchard Park. I mean, games like this are rare when a player like him returns to Buffalo. Do you think fans will be giving him an ovation?
I would expect a warm welcome for Jordan Poyer. I think Bills fans are smart enough to know he was a cornerstone piece of what Sean McDermott built here with this franchise when he came on as head coach. He was, I believe, the very first free agent signing for the Bills after Sean McDermott was hired. And he was a veritable unknown in the league and carved out a Pro Bowl caliber career here. I don't think he's quite the same player that he was when he was with Buffalo, but I do expect him to get a warm welcome, and quite frankly, he deserves it.
Last Sunday, 1 o'clock game at home, at least for a while, Chris, and it looks like it's going to be beautiful weather. I always love days like this in Orchard Park.
Yeah, we're playing with house money now, right? So enjoy it if you're going out to the game, because I don't know that we have too many of those left.
Yeah, right.
Well, hoping to see the sunshine. Definitely going to see some nice weather out there, and we'll be listening for you, Chris. Chris Brown on the call on WGR. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff Sunday. Bills and Dolphins from Orchard Park. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.